Zen and Tao, A Little Book of Buddhist Thought and Meditation by Dennis Waller. Narrated by Stephen Paulson. Preface. Zen and Tao, A Little Book of Buddhist Thought and Meditation is a collection of selected writings and translations by Dennis Waller from his works on Zen and Taoist thought. In addition to his works are included 50 quotes from Chuang Tzu, Okakura Kakuzo, and Gautama Buddha. This body of work offers the reader the opportunity to have an introduction to the various schools of Buddhist thought in one book. The purpose is to give the readers insights of the different perspectives from the masters of Zen and the Tao Te Ching. Happy reading! Chapter 1, 50 Quotes. Chuang Tzu, 389 to 286 BC, an early interpreter of Taoism. 1. You'll always find an answer within the sound of water. 2. I dreamed I was a butterfly flitting around the sky. Then I awoke. Now I am wondering, am I a man who dreamt of being a butterfly, or am I a butterfly dreaming that I am a man? 3. Happiness is in the absence of the striving for happiness. 4. If water derives lucidity from stillness, how much more the faculties of the mind? The mind of the sage, being in repose, becomes the mirror of the universe, the speculum of all creation. 5. Those who realize their follies are not true fools. 6. I know the joy of the fishes through my own joy as I go walking along the same river. 7. We cling to our point of view as though everything depended on it. Yet our opinions have no permanence. Like autumn and winter, they gradually pass away. 8. Flow with whatever may happen and let your mind be free. Stay centered by accepting whatever you are doing. This is the ultimate state. 9. Great wisdom is generous. Petty wisdom is contentious. 10. Men honor what lies within the sphere of knowledge, but do not realize how dependent they are on what lies beyond it. 11. All existing things are really one. We regard those that are beautiful and rare as valuable, and those that are ugly as foul and rotten. The foul and rotten may come to be transformed into what is rare and valuable, and the rare and valuable into what is ugly and foul. 12. Those who seek to satisfy the mind of man by hampering it with ceremonies and music and affecting charity and devotion have lost their original nature. 13. The purpose of words is to convey ideas. When ideas are grasped, the words are forgotten. Where can I find a man who has forgotten the words? 14. Cherish that which is within you, and shut off that which is without, for too much knowledge is a curse. 15. Rewards and punishment is the lowest form of education. 16. Life comes from the earth, and life returns to the earth. 17. There is nothing under the canopy of heaven greater than the tip of bird's down in autumn, while the Thai mountain is small. Neither is there any longer life than that of a child cut off in infancy, while Ping Tzu himself died young. The universe and I came into being together. I and everything therein are one. Okakura Kakuzo, 1862 to 1913, author of The Book of Tea. 1. The art of life lies in a constant readjustment to our surroundings. 2. Those who cannot feel the littleness of great things in themselves are apt to overlook the greatness of little things in others. 3. For life is an expression, our unconscious actions the constant betrayal of our innermost thought. Perhaps we reveal ourselves too much in small things because we have so little of the great to conceal. The tiny incidents of daily routine are as much a commentary of racial ideas as the highest height of philosophy or poetry. 4. We take refuge in pride because we are afraid to tell the truth to ourselves. 5. Our mind is the canvas on which artists lay their color. Their pigments are our emotions. Their chiaroscuro, the light of joy. The shadow of sadness. The masterpiece is ourselves, as we are of the masterpiece. 6. True beauty could be discovered only by one who mentally complete the incomplete. 7. We must know the whole play in order to properly act our parts. The conception of totality must never be lost in that of the individual. 8. We are ever brutal to those who love and serve us in silence, but the time may come when, for our cruelty, we shall be deserted by these best friends of ours. 9. People are not taught to be really virtuous, but to behave properly. 10. Those of us who know not the secret of properly regulating our own existence on this tumultuous sea of foolish troubles we call life are constantly in a state of misery while vainly trying to appear happy and contented. We stagger in the attempt to keep our moral equilibrium and see forerunners of the tempest in every cloud that floats on the horizon. Yet, there is joy and beauty in the roll of the billows as they sweep outward towards eternity. Why not enter into their spirit, or like Lao Tzu, ride upon the hurricane itself? 11. But when we consider how small, after all, the cup of human enjoyment is, how soon overflowed with tears, how easily drained to the dregs in our quenchless thirst for infinity, we shall not blame ourselves for making so much of the teacup. 12. Our standards of morality are begotten of the past needs to society. But is society to remain always the same? 13. In joy or sadness, flowers are our constant friends.